This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:42 and it's time for Today on Twitter, which is about rejection, or more specifically, understanding when you're being told no.
Which I think a lot of people seem to have issues with. So this comes from a tweet by Kat Rock on who says, silence is an answer, and then shares a screenshot of a message. This was in reply. So basically, the original screenshot comes from Maula, and it's a screenshot of a conversation where...
Is it a conversation?
A one-sided conversation where a person essentially repeatedly asks them to message or to talk or to meet, and there's no response. And it finally ends on a, if you didn't want to talk to me, at least tell me that you don't want to, instead of just staying silent, which I think leads to this huge conversation about, well, is it actually better to stay silent or to just tell someone I'm not interested?
By the way, the screenshot ended there, so we don't know if the person replied.
Yes.
Even that last request to say, are you interested or not? And this is intriguing, right? Because I think that there is actually no single answer. In some instances, one might be silent, not because they're being rude, but because they're uncomfortable or feel unsafe. So I think, you know, we do have to say that up front, that there are many reasons why it is that someone might not reply. In this case, the questions do appear to be innocuous, but they do go unanswered. And so the larger point being made is that maybe we need to hear how we need to learn how to hear no's even when they're not being said directly, right? So we have Fatin who says sometimes no answer is an answer. Similarly, we have another tweet saying no response is a response. Ralph says no answer is an answer too as well, right? So a series of people all pointing out that maybe, you know, if you're not getting a response, that's response enough.
Yeah, I like this one. Bro, she answered by not replying to your text messages. You don't have to cry anymore.
However, we also have Mopiko, who says there's no one way to respond. A guy sounded so offended when I told him straight up that I'm not interested, saying that it would be better if I kept silent. So how?
No, so I've actually personally experienced this with some people as well, where as long as you don't explicitly say, no, I'm not interested, or I don't want to do that, or I don't want to meet up, there's a constant sort of... And sometimes it may not happen immediately. It may happen this week and then 2 weeks later and then in a month and then in 3 months. And I've often thought, oh, maybe it is just easier to say no. But then, like this person said, not everybody appreciates being told no and then might ask you for an explanation, which is where you get stuck.
So Rokia says, ghosting or being silent isn't an answer. As a mature adult, you should tell people clearly what you want and what you desire. And I think that that is good advice. But what is considered ghosting is the other thing, because other messages are basically pointing out, what is this, right? If it's just somebody you met once and then they perpetually message you expecting a response, then I'm not sure that this is considered ghosting, because you don't actually have an existing interaction or relationship. On the other hand, of course, if you are in fact dating or you're waiting for a reply on a professional front, waiting to hear if a proposal has gone through, waiting to hear if you've gotten a job, then yes, ghosting is not the answer.
Yeah, I agree that where possible, giving someone a clear response is preferable. But I think the sense that someone is owed an answer, no matter what your existing relationship, friends who are trying, I say friends, what I actually mean is quote unquote friends who are trying to do like some kind of direct selling thing to you. Yeah. That after a certain point, I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'm just going to stop replying to you.
So the tweet that we're looking at today is basically a screenshot of a person sending repeated, hello, good morning, how are you, good night, messages to no response whatsoever, and saying, you know, basically that they would prefer to hear that the person in question is not interested. And the response around that has largely been that silence or no response is in fact an answer. So we would like to hear from you. When it comes to rejection, do you prefer to hear a straight up no, not interested, or is silence enough? And we're not just talking about romantic rejection, rejection in all its forms. Share your thoughts. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It is just coming up to 5:52 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. On today on Twitter, we were discussing how to say no, really, and also how to hear a no, even if it hasn't actually been said out loud. So to be clear, basically all of this stems from a screenshot sharing what is a relatively common occurrence, actually, I think, where you have one person saying, hi, good morning, good evening, are you there? What's for lunch? And not getting a response, and people pointing out actually that, well, he went on to say, I would like a response, whether you're interested or not. And people said, actually, this whole screenshot is a response in and of itself, which opens up the question, really, of when it comes to rejection, do you prefer to hear a straight up, I'm not interested, or is silence enough? And this applies across the board, not just romantic. You can call us, WhatsApp us, tweet us. We have lots of messages.
So far, most people are on the side of being told straight up. Okay, so Stephen says, I prefer a straight no and I don't mind it. But when I reject others, I try to sugarcoat it and tell them why it's a no. And depending on the situation, I'd give them alternatives that I agree with. Sometimes people also need to understand that a no is a no. I did want to say, we actually don't know the context of the screenshot at all, right? So we don't know whether it comes out of a long-standing relationship or someone that they just met, or perhaps there have been no's expressed. So but I do think that sometimes people do need to understand that a no is a no is quite a key thing here.
Quite a key thing and a little bit difficult in terms of dynamics, right? Because on the one hand, on the romantic side of things, of course, very often it's like a, no, you have to show that you care for this person. You must continue to indicate a certain dogged pursuit, and that's how you indicate your level of interest. So that's one problem. But that mindset actually also extends to looking for jobs, for example, or selling to people. Sometimes there is there was a no, but they might change their mind. And so that's where the clearest possible level of rejection, I think, is helpful, albeit a polite one, but still. Meanwhile, Asfa says, hi, it's common courtesy. Treat people the way you want to be treated. I would prefer if the other party could tell me, sorry, I'm not interested. That alone would suffice for me.
I get that. I mean, I completely get that it's better to know than to be left hanging.
Mm. I agree with that. And then the other part of it, though, is if you don't get a response after, say, I believe...
Six messages,
yeah. I think that actually that is also clear. I'm not saying it is absolutely the right way. Again, we don't know the context. Different situations require different responses. But I would actually say that that is clear too. Sending six messages and not getting a response would also suffice for me personally.
So this one's an interesting one. Cam says, I'm in sales. I prefer straight up answers because with solid answers, we're able to move on. By saying no, it's actually more polite than to leave someone hanging. And that I get. If it's a professional interaction, I actually do think that it's easier I do think you're doing someone a courtesy by saying, no, you know what? I don't see this moving forward.
Absolutely. I think from in a professional sense, there should always be a very clear no or a KIV or what have you. The point is that there should be some indication of where in the process you are, because otherwise it's true. You don't know what it is that you should be doing. Meanwhile, Prith says, perhaps courtesy is a lost art.
Perhaps. I also think sending someone 20 messages in a row is not particularly courteous lah.
I agree with that. But I would say that I have noticed, I don't know about you, Sharmila, but I have noticed while out and about that there are a lot of social oddities at the moment in terms of how we interact. And I think a lot of that has to do with not being around others for a while. And I know that we're talking quite specifically about a certain type of interaction, but I actually mean telling people, for example, that, hi, sorry, I was here first. I've noticed that recently is very, very fraught. And I think we're all out of practice. So it's not a reason to be discourteous. But I think that things that we think are discourteous or recognize as discourtesy might also come from other things.
Oh, I've become so bad with small talk that sometimes I straight up just excuse myself when I meet someone after a long time and say, I'm really sorry, I haven't made small talk in like 2.5 years. So if this is awkward or weird, it's not you. It's just like, I've gotten bad at this.
Yeah, it's like you pop in and you go, food delicious, weather nice. And everybody is like, okay, all right, out of practice. Keep those thoughts coming. When it comes to getting a no, would you prefer just hearing that, being told straight up, or basically, is silence enough? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.